I'd like to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So there's 10 days left in the legislature, is that correct?
Yes, 10 grueling days.
Oh, heavens. So what are the priorities? How do legislators prioritize at this point?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, what's happening now has actually been happening for the last couple of weeks, where they've been having Saturday, Sunday meetings, committees meeting till, particularly judiciary committees in the House, meeting till midnight or beyond several times last week. And all of that is just going to accelerate. And, of course, one of the main priorities has to be the House Bill 2 budget, which has been cut extensively. They're looking at prioritizing certain crime bills, probably certain education bills. But it all becomes a blur when you get down to the last week and the committees are just meeting like crazy. So we'll see, but it's not going to be a fun 10 days.
Now, there is this theme of budget cuts, which we've been talking about. Is there any discussion of actually raising taxes on those who can afford to pay taxes?
Well, yes. There's actually on the House floor tomorrow is the gross receipts and slight income tax increase for people above a certain level of income to fund the $350 million that are needed for the public schools. As we've talked about before, there was a study done a couple of years ago that says we're not sufficiently funding our schools and that we need this $350 million or so to infuse into the different school districts throughout the state. And amazingly enough, that bill is going to be voted on the floor of the House, and we hear that they have the votes, at least to get it out of the House. And in addition to that, there's a coalition of people that are actually having a press conference today at 10 to say we can't just keep cutting. We've got to look at other revenue enhancements, tax increases, because we've cut $600 million, one-tenth of our state budget. And those are deep cuts into the safety net. So we've got to do something.
What are some ideas floating around about ways to increase revenue that would not be hurtful?
Well, there's a couple that they're going to talk about today, and one is tobacco tax increases. $1 a pack would generate around $33 million of revenue for the state. And the thing about tobacco taxes is that nobody opposes them. The American Cancer Society did a poll, and 79% of people, including a majority of smokers, said $1 to tobacco tax was a good idea, particularly in light of other cuts that might happen. And then there's another one that's been introduced, another tax increase bill that's been introduced by Senator Peter Wirth for the last few years, and it's an equalization of corporate income tax. Right now, the big corporations in New Mexico don't pay any income tax on the income that they generate in New Mexico, whereas every single small business corporation in New Mexico pays corporate income tax. So this would level the playing field. Everybody pays.
That seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, it does. And the reality is you're not going to see the big corporations, because these are Walmart, Target, Albertsons, you know, all these mall corporations, they're not going to move out of New Mexico because they have to pay a small corporate income tax, just like the small business that people we know own down the street.
And do other states do this?
Oh, yes. Many other states do this. We're one of a few states that actually doesn't do this.
Uh-huh. And is that actually going to be considered in the next 10 days?
Yes, it's certainly on the table. There's actually a hearing in Senate Corporations this afternoon on this bill. And I think if the public would say we're really interested in supporting the services, the essential services that are provided through state government, I think legislators would feel better about passing some kind of tax increases.
Is that perhaps a call to action to our listeners?
I think it could be if they're interested in this. I can tell you, having worked around state government for years, there is not $600 million of fat in state government. We are cutting deeply into the programs that serve people. Health clinics are being cut.
Mm-hmm.
Services to the poor, to the elderly, to developmentally disabled, to all kinds of people are going to be on the chopping block.
Right. It's not like the federal government where we've got a big fat military budget that we could look at or something like that.
Right.
Now, let's talk for a moment about higher education. Any movement on, for example, the College of Santa Fe?
Yes, actually, that's probably the most prominent higher education bill, and that, of course, has passed out of the House and is over in the Senate, where people are pretty worried about it because it goes to the Senate Finance Committee, which is ultra-conservative about expenditures and funding. And I think I saw something, I think it was in one of the newspapers, that said that the College of Santa Fe brought us over $80 million of revenue because of the money that's spent by the people who come and purchase things at stores and all that. So if we lose the College of Santa Fe, that could be a huge hit to the city and the county of Santa Fe. And that bill should be coming up in the Senate Finance Committee very, very soon.
Anything else before we go?
Oh, I think that's a busy day today.
Okay. Linda Siegel joins us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the rest of the legislative session, which is only another 10 days, right before the 9 o'clock hour. Thank you so much, Linda, for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz.